Tower Bridge soars from the grimy waves, so iconic of Blighty and its capital city, London. Once the fulcrum of a vast trading empire with a never-ending fleet of vessels pouring in from all over the world, laden with goods, wares, spices, commodities, and plunder. This floating abundance of wealth coursed through the pool of London and was moored in the docks, lugged onto slimy quays, and stored in giant warehouses. The docks came to define the riverside suburbs of the East, the most famous and atmospheric of which, Wapping, we will be exploring today, with me as your guide. But be vigilant, for around each corner, down each serpentine lane, in each fetid court, lurk footpads, destitute sailors, pirates, pimps, link boys, defrocked priests, and semi-feral hounds, salivating at the mouth, ready to take a chunk out of your leg. To say nothing of the press gangs. So step lively. Ahoy. With the fantastic edifice looming behind you, and watching your bloody step, make your way to St. Catherine's Way. Take the steps to St. Catherine's Dock, past all the expensive restaurants. I'm going to tell you a lovely little story on the way. Who was this St. Catherine, after whom everything round here seems to be named? Well, in the Roman Empire, she was an early Christian who spoke out against the relentless persecution of her fellow believers. Worse, she refused the emperor's sexual advances. For these brazen acts of intransigence, she was impaled on a spike, attached to a wheel, and whizzed around a swirl in agony until the very faces of the baying spectators were drenched in blood. Then her head was cut off, a fitting punishment for the headstrong.